back feel, man?
Back's feeling a lot better. You know, hopefully it doesn't tighten up on me like it did after the other shoot around. So, you know, hopefully it'll be good for tonight.
Derek, you having, I mean, gone through, you know, a game now without Gordon, do you guys feel like you guys learned a lesson of how to deal with that a little bit more?
Yeah, we just learned that, you know, when Gordon goes down, you know, other guys got to step up and be ready to play. And, you know, it's tough out there without him, but, you know, we just got to step up and, you know, hold it down until you get back.
For you, I mean, you just wear and tear on the back over the course of the season. I mean, how long was that affecting you, or was it at all?
I mean, I think all of us go through stretches where we have something that's pretty sore, banged up, and for the most part, 82 games, you're going to have something here or there. So it may have been bothering me for a little while, but, you know, I think for whatever reason, it kind of tightened up to the point where I felt like resting it would be better than going out there and playing on it. So, you know, I think it's a lot better now. I got a lot of treatment on it, and that's the beauty of being able to be at home. You know, you can go see the chiropractor, you can get extra things done, and hopefully it'll be better by tonight.
Sorry.
Talk about matching up with Harden. He's a guy who, I don't know about fans everywhere, but fans I talk to really kind of despise his game. How much of a pain is he to play against?
I mean, he's really good. So, I mean, that's where it's pretty painful to play against him. He's almost like pick your poison. You know, he can shoot the three. He can play one-on-one. He gets to the line so much, you got to be conscious of that. So tonight, I mean, as long as we make him shoot contested twos, we keep him off the free throw line, we'll be in good shape.
After starting every game this season, was that kind of a tough thing for you to decide to sit one out?
Yeah, it was tough. I mean, you know, you can ask anybody who don't like missing games. For sure, no doubt, and, you know, proud that I got teammates like Fave that can have monster games, and like he said, hold it down. So, you know, I think we all have a step-up mentality, and when somebody goes down, you have to be able to recognize that you trust your teammates, and they're going to step up and make plays.
Yeah, Fave, over the course of such a long season, how are you kind of changed the way you've approached, I mean, if you have, taking care of your body and you know, making sure that you're good to go late in the season like that?
I just make sure I stretch every day. I make sure I go and get ice treatment, ice tub, whatever, you know, just little things like that. Because, you know, like Gordon said, 82 games, you know, something's going to start hurting or get sore. You know, you just got to take care of it.
Quinton's said that he wants to limit minutes, you know, 30 minutes, whatever, a couple 35 minutes for you guys. Have you had any times this year where you felt like, you know, you wish you would have been able to play more, or do you understand kind of that long-term approach?
I mean, everybody want to play a lot, you know, play all, the whole game, play all 48 minutes, but, you know, obviously you can't. So, I mean, yeah, think about longevity, you know, you got to be prepared for the future, basically, you know, and we don't want to get wore out right now anyway.
So you hit 9 or 10 from straight on. Do you have a
score? Oh, I hit 20 in a row.
20 in a row?
If you guys were watching.
Shit, I'm sorry. So. You have a spot you like? You like straight on, or do you like
Man, I like it all over. If it's open, then I like it.
Just double check. One small thing. Quinn. You can
appreciate it.
Thanks, Derek.
All right, D-time. Okay.
Yep.
Quinn was talking to me the other day about how he's asked you guys to do a lot of very mundane things in terms of drills and just basic skill development. Is there anything in your mind that sticks out that you've had to do that's like, damn, this is a repetitive drill for me?
You're trying to get me in trouble right now.
No.
No, he's a great teacher as far as being a coach. He's got a lot of basketball knowledge, and we're a young team, so sometimes we need little simple things. Recently, we talked about turning the ball over. We turned it over way too much, and we did a pivot drill with dots on the floor, and I remember doing that in, like, junior high and high school. But, you know, you can never be too old to fine-tune different things, to learn different things. And, you know, like he said, we have had a problem with turnovers. So, you know, he's got a lot of things to offer. And I think a lot of us are really receptive, and we're trying to, you know, learn on the fly with this season.
Has your, like, trust in him, your relationship with him grown over the course of the season? You feel like you've got a maybe stronger bond than you did at the beginning of the year?
Yeah, naturally, I think so. I felt like we had a pretty strong bond just coming into the season. Meeting with him in Chicago and in the summer in Santa Barbara, but You know, he's a very, very smart coach. He knows what he's doing, and I think a lot of us respect that, and that's why we do a lot of the things that he asks us to do, because we realize that he's only trying to make us better, and the things that he does, when we execute them, we're pretty good. So, you know, I think the relationship's definitely gotten a lot better.